Derek Jasper joins us now talking Troy girls basketball. The Lady Trojans finished the regular season 8-12, and even at 6-6 in the Twin Valley League. Didn't get to play that final game against Donovan West last night, unfortunately. Had won three of your last four and then ran into a buzzsaw at Hanover last Friday night. Coach, the only game since we spoke, obviously one of the top teams in the area, and looked like a tough game from your team's perspective, I guess. Was there any positives or any takeaways from that long road trip and loss last Friday?
Yeah, disappointment, really. It's an easy word to describe it. We had played some good basketball on our home floor the last month, and we kind of struggled a little bit on the road, but I thought we'd kind of turned the corner with our focus and energy on the road, and I really wanted to see us take a stride there at Hanover and see how we could play with one of the good teams, and just didn't come out and play very well, I didn't think. Actually, early on, we did have, like, our first six possessions. I thought we got six nice looks and just didn't knock any down. 0 for 2 on threes and a couple of inside looks that didn't go. And after that, it just kind of seemed like our girls just thought, well, it's not going to be our night. And we were hesitant to shoot because we'd missed one or two already and got behind 13-0. And just kind of then, it was just an uphill battle. Our passing went bad then against their zone. We threw some passes right to them, some lazy, you know, forced passes. And then just on defensive energy wasn't bad, but, man, they just swallowed us up on the offensive glass. They got, like, 18 offensive boards in the game. So that's a lot of second and third shots that you're giving a great three-point shooting team and a great team that can score inside also. So a long night for us. I was disappointed. I think the girls were disappointed. And just wasn't the way we really wanted to play out there against a good team.
And they're disappointed as well last night. Supposed to be your senior night. Didn't get to play the game against Donovan West. But I guess it's onward and upward. Now it's a one-game season on the line here. And you know your first-round opponent. And just a couple days to prepare as your team will be taking on Care Paravel on the road this Friday night, the 25th. So I guess a couple days to kind of gear up and get excited. I know you like your chances. What do you feel like will be key here for the girls going down and making a run at Care Paravel and into Substate?
Yeah, and the girls were a little down yesterday after school. You know, disappointed that they didn't get to take another crack at D-West, and it was our senior night, so our four seniors were upset that they really don't get to know. They didn't get the chance to know that it was their last home game like it would have been. So now we just got to bounce back. Told the girls, hey, it's time to get excited again. We got 2 days to prepare for a team that we're unfamiliar with. We're going to a gym that's unfamiliar to us. So kind of get that excitement. You know, I think we'll be better off playing some of that unknown because we really don't have anything to gauge the quality of our opponent. So we know we're just going to have to control what we can control, and we need to go down and play our best basketball game of the year on both ends of the floor. And if we do that, I think we have a great chance. And then, of course, the consolation prize is getting to play Centralia. But I think our girls will get excited about one more crack at them if we can pull out a Substate win Friday night.
You have to be pretty pleased with the way the girls have competed this year. I mean, going 500 in the Twin Valley League, that's nothing to sneeze at. Are you pretty happy overall with not knowing how it's going to end, just with the progress your team's made this season?
Yeah, I'm happy that, you know, there's more wins on the board, and we've competed better in the league, going 500, finished right, I think, like in a tie with fifth. There's several teams there that are 6-6. So that was a good accomplishment. I think we were picked to finish last, so I think the girls were excited about that, to go 6-6 in the league. It's still just a little bit of inconsistency throughout the season. You know, we had some ups and downs, really had some bad games where I thought just didn't have it, and then I thought we had some great games with some energy, even in some losses to some good teams. I thought we really competed and played some good basketball. So certainly I think a climb, another rung. We've climbed up the ladder that hopefully our underclassmen can kind of build on, and I'm proud of these seniors for the way that they did kind of help us maybe jumpstart and get something better going here in the future years.
Now, best of luck at Care Paravel and through the rest of your season. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you, guys.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Troy boys hoops after this break.